This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City was the first city to get Google Fiber. Now it's the first place the company is offering free ultra-fast internet to some low-income housing residents. And that's not a coincidence. The Google Fiber rollout is part of an Obama administration initiative called Connect Home, aimed at narrowing the digital divide in 27 cities and one Native American reservation. That federal program is now directed by a Kansas City broadband activist named Michael Limita. Speaking with KCUR's Frank Morris, Limita discussed how his experience with Google Fiber set the stage for the groundbreaking initiative, which was launched yesterday.
Well, I'm actually the founder of Connecting for Good here in Kansas City. I worked on the digital divide here in town for almost 5 years.
And the mission for Connecting for Good was quite a bit like the mission for Connect Home.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When I was first invited to D.C., I took the mission of Connect Home and showed it to my wife. And she said, well, that's the same as Connecting for Good. Go for it.
So what's the mission?
The mission really is threefold, and that is to provide connectivity to people in low-income housing, to provide devices and provide training to people who really couldn't normally afford to be on the internet. The idea, of course, is especially focusing on school children. You know, today, almost 70% of teachers are giving homework that involves getting online. So if I come to a place here like West Bluff and I don't have the internet, I'm at a serious disadvantage. I mean, I've heard many stories of children who fail classes, fail assignments, because they didn't have the internet. The library is not an option. I've heard of kids walking around blocks hoping to pick up a free Wi-Fi signal just to do their homework.
Does the fact that you're in charge have anything to do with the fact that Kansas City is the first city to get free Google gigabit service to public housing projects?
I think the fact that this is the first Google Fiber city is the reason why they decided to bring gigabit here. I think, you know, Kansas City has sort of been a test bed for this new Google Fiber project. Google Fiber is one of our national stakeholders in Connect Home. So, it only made sense that the first place they would announce that bringing it to a public housing facility is Kansas City.
It wasn't long ago you were in your office in KCK across the street from a housing project that did not have Google Fiber, beaming your fiber in because you couldn't figure out a way around the licensing issues. What's changed?
Yeah, well, we weren't really beaming fiber. We had our own wireless connection that we still do send to Juniper Gardens. But I think what's happening is Google is learning what it means to close the digital divide too. I mean, in the same way that they're learning all the engineering and they're learning all the social dimension of just getting customers and customer support, I think through the efforts of the very robust digital inclusion community and partnerships that are going on in Kansas City, they've also learned what it means to close the digital divide, and it's become a much more important issue to them, which I like to think that a lot of our efforts in Kansas City help them to finally want to sign on with Connect Home and HUD to say, yes, we would like to partner to make sure that more people that are part of the Connect Home initiative can also get online.
Because you've been on the front lines of this digital divide issue in Kansas City for a long time.
Yes, and I think that's, of course, why I'm in D.C. now. They wanted someone who really knows from the grassroots. And I'm excited to say, you know, rather than just worrying about one city now, I'm trying to promote the same thing in 28 others.
So what happens to Connecting for Good?
Connecting for Good just hired a new CEO, Tom Esselman, a former Hallmark executive, who, you know, is going to carry it forward, I think, and do a great job.
Beyond just the access issues, there are other parts of the Connecting for Good mission that Connect Home embraces.
That's right, and I think that's a part of course, why I'm managing it now for HUD, because there's the whole training issue. You know, a lot of people are not just going to be benefiting from getting a gigabit connection if they don't have a device or don't know how to use their computer. A lot of folks don't understand all the things you can do in the internet. So I think to have classes and mentors and digital ambassadors and people who can work with individuals who may not be online to introduce them to the whole online world is a huge thing.
Is there a repurposing old computers aspect to this?
Oh, yes. So here in Kansas City, Connecting for Good and the Surplus Exchange are working to get refurbished computers into people's homes.
What about Connect Home?
Yes, Connect Home has got many different things going on a national level to work with partners, contribute devices, to work with refurbishers. So really, it's essentially what's happened is I'm bringing the Connect Home philosophy to D.C. and 28 other cities.
And it sounds like Kansas City benefits from that.
Well, I think maybe the best way it does is that people understand that, you know, Kansas City is a leader in this area. So we are, I think, along with Austin, Texas, two mentor cities for the rest of the 26 communities that are part of Connect Home.
Michael Limita is the director of the Federal Connect Home Program. He spoke with KCUR's Frank Morris.